Dear friends, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us once again to another Gnostic Lab of Practical Application. And today we're going to be practicing with the mantra Isis. You see, as part of the mysteries of Isis, one of the many teachings, just as we will find in the schools of mysteries of Eleusis and the schools of mysteries of Mithra and the ancient Egyptians, etc., etc., is a series of practices that are intended to awaken the faculties of the superior man. And one of those faculties happens to be the faculty of clairvoyance. The practice with the mantra Isis will seek exactly that. And tonight, rather than sharing with you the digested aspect of the teaching that Samael gives us, as we instructors take it, internalize it, seek its application, look for the experience, and then share it with you, we're going to share with you tonight an excerpt from Samael's own writing on a book or conference titled The Superior Faculties of the Being. And specific to the mantra Isis and the faculty of clairvoyance, the Master Samael says, "Awakening clairvoyance is easy. Simply put, all you must do is place a glass with water on top of a table, and you should just sit at the table comfortably. On the glass itself, you should set a mirror, and in the water, you should add a few drops of mercury." Let's stop it there for a second, because we have learned that there are two types of mercury. Everyone who has taken chemistry knows this very well. There is a there is a mercury that is inorganic, that is that liquid metal, and then there is a mercury that is organic in nature. And the problem with mercury is that mercury is a toxic substance. You see, mercury is absorbed by the body, it is absorbed by the skin. And the moment that happens, well, it gets into the bloodstream and it targets the nervous system, creating damage to the nervous system. The difference between one mercury and the other is that if you get exposed to pure mercury, the liquid metal form, well, any absorption that you may have through the skin, the body will be able to get rid of it through your stools in something around 30 days. But when it comes to the organic aspects of mercury, those organometallic compounds that contain mercury, those tend to stay on the body a lot longer. And we say this because many students have said, should I add to the water the liquid metal mercury, or should I add to the water that old mercurochrome liquid that I still have at home from when I was a child? And what we would like to tell you is, please do not add any of them. In our current state, we are very prone to the law of accidents, and accidents take place because of our own indiscretions. So to not add any toxic agent into the water, please refrain from adding any mercury. We have tried this exercise without the drops of mercury. What the mercury does, particularly the organic type of mercury, is that it helps create in the water something that looks like dynamic rainbows. And it's a very beautiful, beautiful effect. But we will ask of you, please don't. Do not add the mercury. Just let's limit ourselves to the glass cup with water and the mirror itself. That said, let's continue. Afterwards, as you are sitting there comfortably at some distance, concentrate in such a way that your sight will look directly through the wall of the glass, and your sight would be directed directly onto the exact center of the glass itself. As you are doing this, there is a mantra that you should chant. This is a mantra that comes to us from the mysteries of Isis, and it is pronounced Is, Is, split in two syllables like this. This is how you chant the mantra Isis. The letter S will always be like a very gentle whistle. As you chant it, when you chant it correctly, it is clear that it will spin the chakra of the third eye, the frontal chakra, from left to right. That said, let's clarify this. Because some students will say, from left to right, do you mean from the left to the right, or do you mean from the left to the right? Because those are two different spins, and still addressing the left to right factor. In one of his lectures to his second and third chamber students, one student asked the very same question, Master, can you explain once again how is it that the chakras spin? Somehow gives two clear and distinct answers. The first one is the chakras will always spin in the same direction as a clock on the wall will spin, and their spin direction would be the same as when you are standing in front of the clock. That means that as you're standing, they are looking at the clock. They will be spinning if you set your finger at the 12 o'clock in your forehead. Well, if you are looking at the second hand on the clock, you can imagine that it will then go from the top of your head towards your right shoulder, down towards the bridge of your nose, up towards your right shoulder direction, and then once again to the top of the head. And that will constitute the direction of the spinning of the chakra. Samael says they spin in the same direction as when you're standing in front of the clock, not as when you're standing next to it. So this is how he clarifies. And then again, after he has said this, he says, do not worry about the way that the chakras spin. Allow that to your Divine Mother, because the Divine Mother knows. She has the all-encompassing wisdom. Invoke of the power of your Divine Mother, and your Divine Mother will be glad to work with you and help you and your chakras rotate in the right direction. And when you do this, then you don't have to be worried. Am I spinning them to the right? Am I spinning them to the left? Because the moment we do that, we lose all kind of remembrance of self. So with that clarification, it says it is clear that it will make the frontal chakra spin from left to right. Thus, this must be practiced 10 minutes a day. Now, anyone who is able to practice this for at least 30 minutes a day, they will notice that they will make a lot more progress, certainly a lot faster. What is interesting about this exercise is that it can be practiced for years. But when you practice for years, you should do this without missing a single day without practice. You may practice during the day, you may practice during the night, you may practice at whatever time suits you, but you must practice. And if you happen to go on a trip, well, you must practice when you get to your destination, whether it is in the hotel or wherever. The key here is do not let a single day go by without practicing. If anyone in their life would be able to hold that tenacity without skipping a single day of practice, that one person will be the one acquiring clairvoyance. And he says, well, those of you who practice, at around 15 days or maybe 20 days, you will start noticing the colors of the astral light in the water itself. at around 3 or 4 months, in some cases 6, it all depends on the psychic development of each one. If a car is driving down the street, you will be able to see a tape of light, and you will also see the car moving right on top of that tape of light. That quote-unquote tape of light will be the street, and the car will clearly be seen moving on top of it. And after some time, a little longer than a year, well, it would not be necessary to be able to see the exclusive use of the cup with the water. However, you should keep practicing the exercise. He continues by saying, after some 3 years, you will no longer need the cup at all. You will be able to see the astral light. All it will take is for you to see it, and you will see it, and then you will have clairvoyance. Obviously, he continues, when you reach that degree, you will be able to see the aura of people in a way that would be so natural. You would be amazed. The color blue, for example, will be an indication of spirituality. If you see an aura that is green, very green, well, that shows jealousy. It reflects the lack of trust. If you see a bright green, that means skepticism. If you see a color gray, a dark gray like lead, that is a reflection of selfishness. If you see a color gray, but the one that is not heavy like the lead type of color, that means that the person is experiencing sadness, melancholy. If you see a sparkling red, that means lies. If you see a red color similar to the color of blood, a dirty red, that is lust. If you see black, that is hatred. If you see yellow, that is a reflection of intelligence. If you see orange, it speaks of pride. And if you see violet, that is elevated, transcendental music. Thus, there will come the day in which you will be able to see the aura of people. But you need to be making use of this particular organ so that it may function. Because if you don't use an organ, eventually it will deteriorate itself. So how do you use it? Listen to this. You must close your eyes and you must make an effort to see through your frontal chakra. You must shatter the darkness, if we may say that, so that you can perceive and see the astral light, or so that you can see the auras of people. In principle, and this is a warning, in principle, those who are beginning to experience their faculty of clairvoyance end up meddling too much in other people's lives, and this is a bad habit that must be abandoned. They will have the tendency of seeing the aura of certain person, and they will look to see if it's true that that person is in some secret dealings with someone else. Or they will see the aura of someone else just to see if they're playing tricks or being sleazy. And this is terrible, because when that happens, faculties do not develop. No. For the awakening, the development of these powers, we need thus to learn to respect others and not be meddling in the private lives of anyone else. You will be able to see the aura of people, a plain sight, and you must learn to remain quiet. You must learn to see the thing and keep silence. If you continue in this way, that chakra of the third eye will develop harmoniously, and you will enjoy the tremendous faculty of clairvoyance. He continues by saying, meditation also develops this chakra. Lay down on your bed, comfortably with your head pointing towards the north, and relax your body. Do not allow any muscle to remain tense. Immediately, imagine a very fertile ground, a ground that is ready to receive seeds. And imagine that you are depositing the seeds of a rose in that earth. Imagine that you see that seed sprouting. Imagine that you see it growing and see it developing. Notice how it starts growing thorns and leaves until the flower eventually appears. The rose, which is the living symbol of the Solar Logos. Then go a little beyond that. Imagine afterwards how the petals of the rose start falling, how the very leaves start withering, how the very plant itself ages and eventually becomes nourishment for the earth. This is wonderful. This is the type of meditation based on seeing the birth and death of all things that will awaken in you the faculty of clairvoyance. It will develop it, and it will help. This practice of meditation would co-help in the development of this sixth marvelous sense. This is all fundamental. And let's leave it there. So notice what Master Samael is telling us. He says, we start working with the glass of water and the mirror, and we dedicate around 10 minutes a day. If you dedicate more, that extra effort is certainly rewarded. As we do that, we chant the mantra Is Is. That allows for the harmonious rotation of the chakras of the head, particularly the frontal chakra, the chakra Ajna, which exists between the eyebrows. After some time, we will start being able to perceive the colors of the astral light. After some good time of practice, we will be able to look at things and naturally perceive the astral light in things. And still, the tenacity and the consistency in the work itself will eventually take us to notice the auras on people. And it does not matter if we are seeing someone with a red or a green or an orange or a yellow or a purple or whatever color aura. Because, number one, that is none of our business. But as we observe that, we need to learn to remain silent. Particularly at home, as we may see the aura of our children, as we may see the aura of our spouse, we need to see it, remain silent, and whatever reactions internal we may experience from what we perceive, rather than exteriorizing them as a reaction, we must internalize them. We must be consistent, making an effort to try to steal the fire from that internal psychological trainer. We must continue to observe how our aggregates continue to react at the level of the mind, the emotion, the vitality, and the physicality. And as we observe, because we have been working with this mantra from the mysteries of Isis, certainly in the light, our Divine Mother will be very glad to continue working with us. And as we invoke of her, she can help us reduce those defects that we have comprehended down to our cosmic dust. So tonight, we may not have a cup of water and a glass, but that does not hold us back at all to be able to do this practice. So what we will do is that we will close our eyes and we will relax our physicality. And as we chant the mantra Is with our eyes closed, we will follow Master Samael's very own recommendation. When he is saying that we must make an effort to shatter the darkness. Shatter the darkness with our eyes closed so that we can slowly start perceiving and seeing the astral light and within the astral realm. If you're able to see tonight, phenomenal. Do not share it. This is an internal experience that is meant to be esoteric, not to be shared with anybody. If you don't, that is okay as well. We must continue practicing. So let's go ahead. And for tonight's practice, let's start by relaxing our body. And to do that, let's close our eyes. Let's sit comfortably in our chair, on our chair. Let's allow our feet to rest comfortably on the floor. And let's let our hands rest comfortably on our legs. As we sit comfortably with our spine vertical and our head resting comfortably on our shoulders, we take a deep breath in one. Two. One. Two. One. Two. Let's go ahead and make ourselves aware about our emotional state. It is always important that we make ourselves aware of what is our emotional state. And some of us may feel jubilous, happy, because perhaps the day has brought along some small victories that are very meaningful, very significant. Because after all, everything is important. And if that is the case, we acknowledge those emotions and we acknowledge them with gratitude and satisfaction. There may be some of us who are just content with the circumstances. Nothing really special, no real reason to be feeling any other way. And if that's the case, in that contentness, we acknowledge it. And we acknowledge it with gratitude and satisfaction. There may be some others of us who have been going through periods of sickness, maybe facing some other interesting challenges. And in many cases, we may feel a little frustrated with the circumstances. In other cases, we may be carrying some worries from different other dramas that we may experience during the day, whether at school or work, or even with the neighbors. Some of us may feel a little uncertain because of the way many events are unfolding. In some cases, some others may have already experienced that uncertainty and they are in a space of uncertainty. And that uncertainty may bring about different fears. And it really does not matter if we are in any one of these different emotions. What is important is that at this moment that we maintain the remembrance of self. And as we stand in a third position, in this very safe place, that we take a deep breath in. Exhale two. we acknowledge these emotions with gratitude and satisfaction. Because after all, they are an indication that this is all part of the psychological gymnasium. And we know that the tests of earth and water and air and fire come to us in all different kinds of forms in these days that we're living. And we must always make an effort to demonstrate emotional stability, an ability to adapt quickly to changing circumstances. We must demonstrate the ability to exercise quickness of thought. And we must always be willing to stop ourselves before we react, so that we can steal the fire from our psychological trainer and make that energy available for our spiritual work. Thus, regardless of our emotion, we acknowledge it with gratitude and with satisfaction. And dear Father, we are grateful for this new moment that you give us. We ask of your guidance in this exercise. We ask that it is you, the one who leads us. We beg of you for your contribution, and we ask that you allow us to experience, even for an instant, the shattering of the darkness. Allow us to experience the opportunity of seeing the astral light, of seeing the same cars, the same buildings, the same people, with that tremendous clarity that we can experience from within the astral plane. And we ask of this so that you can give us a little shock in the consciousness, so that we can continue in enlivening that fire of the longing. We ask for your contribution, and we ask that you bring into our bodies our last state of relaxation. And we take a deep breath in, 1, 2. And as we use our objective imagination, we can see our feet. And as we start looking from the tips of our toes backwards to our heels, our ankles, upwards in our shins and our calves and our knees, we say, body, it is okay to relax. And we take a deep breath. As we observe our knees, and we continue making use of our objective imagination, we can see the powerful structure of our femurs, but we can also see all of the muscular tissue and the tendons and the vascular structures. And as we see that without being distracted, we are able to see how those legs connect into our pelvic bone, and we can say, body, it is okay to relax. And we take a deep breath in, 1, 2. to? Body, relax. And we can immediately start feeling that gentle vibration that comes with the relaxation itself. And we experience it with gratefulness. And as we continue with the exercise, as we observe the structure of our pelvic bone and the tissues and the organs that surround it, as we continue moving upward, we get into this location where we have all of our internal organs. And these organs may be affected in one way or another by the many thoughts and emotions that we have been experiencing today and in previous days. Our liver, that is the foundation of our astral body, tends to become affected with all of our negative emotions. Our spleen, that is the foundation of the vital body, certainly becomes affected when the ethereal body has to work harder to try to restore the physical body. Our pancreas, that is responsible for dealing with all the sugars in our body, makes it a little harder for it to work when we are sour with ourselves, with others, with causes, with conditions. And even our very own intestines that receive all of those cosmic vibrations from the constellation of Virgo. With Virgo being one of those zodiacs influenced by the element of earth, when we are not emotionally stable, we tend to create effects in our intestines as well, which has an effect in how we absorb nutrients and keep our body healthy. So as we make an effort to see all of these organs, as we make an effort to see the collective of all of these instruments in the human machine, we take a deep breath. 'Cause we bring our attention to our breathing, as we inhale through our nose and exhale through our nose, we can see how our exhalations become deeper, the same way, we bring about that relaxation to our lungs, to our heart. Body, relax. As we focus on our shoulders and our neck, in an area where so many of us carry so much stress, we can imagine that stress being liberated, becoming fluid. And as it disperses, we can feel that sensation of relaxation go from our neck and our shoulders. And we can see it naturally and gradually cascade down our arms, all the way down to our hands. And as we continue breathing in through our nose, we inhale. Body, relax. Body, relax. Body, relax. And like that, we let go of any tension in our jaw and our tongue. We let go of any tension in our lips, in our nose. We let go of any residual tension in our eyes, in our forehead. And we let go of any tension that may exist anywhere around our scalp. And as we breathe in, body, relax. Body. And as we experience this sensation of relaxation permeating throughout all the body, we keep our eyes closed. We keep our eyes relaxed. We become conscious of the orientation of our eyes. And we allow them to simply rest, directed forward. And Divine Father, we invite you, so that it is you as well who chants this mantra. And as we ask for your contribution, we beg for the opportunity to experience the astral light and to see within the astral plane. We ask of this in your holy name. Divine Father, we beg for your contribution and we beg of you to help us shatter our darkness. Give us the opportunity to experience the astral light. Grant us the capacity to perceive through the eye of dogma. We ask of this in your holy name. And we ask of you that this materializes and crystallizes according to the will of the great law and the universal charity. So be it. So be it. So be it. Maintaining that remembrance of self, we wiggle our toes, our fingers. And this has been our practice for today. So, dear friends, thank you so much for joining us this evening for another Gnostic Lab of Practical Application. This has been the practice with the mantra Isis. Thank you so much, everyone, for being with us this evening. And may all beings be happy.